Hi folks, and welcome to the Langley Sport Locker Room Podcast. This is our second edition, and this is where we take the opportunity to catch up with current and former students and just share their sporting stories with us. We'll also have our regular features. That is our rapid revision, where someone will give a 60-second summary of a GCSE topic, and our Beat the Teacher Challenge, sponsored by the brilliant people at NEX Team Inc. and their fantastic home court app. I'm joined as ever by our experienced and knowledgeable co-host, Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, you're a man that always knows what's going on in the PE and sport arena. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on in your world this week.
Hello, Mr. Field. Hope you're well and had a good half term. Sporting world, there's a bit of action. There was the IPL auction yesterday, so it made me very jealous when some of the best cricketers in the world were getting £2.23 million for a little tournament. Not a bad little payday, and missed my calling there. And then saw some interest in the Aussie Open tennis. Obviously, they've had a lot of COVID issues, and they had to sort of pull crowds out of a match actually to sort of just lock it down straight away, which I thought was quite interesting. And unfortunately, Serena Williams got beat in the I think it was the quarters or the semis, and she had a bit of a breakdown. And if you haven't seen her documentary on Netflix, I definitely recommend a watch. Some really, really awesome stuff. An inspiring woman. But half term, as I said, trying to get a bit of mental well-being and relax, and I hope you did too. Read a book that I'd also recommend, Shoe Dog, Phil Knight, not bad. Really changed it up, trying to think outside the square. Did a bit of adult colouring, Mr. Field, this week. So, interesting.
But really looking after yourself, Mr. Jones.
I'm my best, trying to think outside the box, as always.
What a well-rounded young man you are. Well, brilliant stuff, great. Lots of bits there to think about, about how we cope, but also getting into the literature and that mindfulness stuff when we get the opportunities to have a break. Should we get into this week's episode?
Yeah, let's do it. Very excited.
Okay.
So, guys, we're going to start off with the rapid revision, where a year 10 pupil challenges and summarises a topic area of the GCSE curriculum. This week's rapid revision is brought to you by Waylon, and he chose joints as his topic.
So, today I'm going to be speaking about joints. There are two main types of joints in the body that I'm going to be speaking about. The first one is the hinge joint, and the second one is the ball and socket joint. The hinge joint allows movement in one plane only. The movements associated with the hinge joint are flexion and extension. Flexion is the decrease of the angle around the joint. Extension is the increase of the angle when the articulating bones are moving. There are two hinge joints in the body which are known. The elbow and the knee joint. Next, we have the ball and socket joint. This type of joint allows a wide range of movements. The movements associated with this joint are flexion, extension, adduction, abduction, rotation, and circumduction. Flexion and extension are the same as the hinge joint. Adduction is the movement towards the midline of the body. Abduction is the opposite, it's the movement away from the midline of the body. Rotation is when the bone turns its longitudinal axis within the joint. And finally, circumduction is a combination of all movement the ball and socket joint can do. Just like the hinge joint, there are two main ball and socket joints in the body, which are the shoulder joint and the hip joint.
Thanks for that, Waylon. Great stuff. A lot of content crammed into a really, really short space of time in a topic area that is sometimes quite confusing for people. So I'm sure there'll be people out there that will appreciate that when it comes to exam time. Okay, time for us to introduce the latest Beat the Teacher Challenge with the Home Court app. Remember, download the Home Court app, and once you're in there, then you can join the Langley School Home Court Challenge leaderboard. This week's challenge is Footwork Ladder. This is in the agility section on there, and take no notice of my woeful score on this. I had a bit of a nightmare with this one. However, Mr. Jones, he has had an excellent go at this and has racked up a whopping 113 points. So that is your target to beat. We look forward to seeing you rack up your scores on there. And if you're fans of Just Dance, this should hopefully be right up your street.
Mr. Jones, I'm excited about today's guest. We have a recent school leaver. Shall we dive into this?
I'm excited. Let's do it. So, yeah, it's with great pleasure that we welcome a former prefix, sports extraordinaire, and a lever of 2020. Just going to give a quick story about the first time I saw this young lady. I joined Langley a few years ago and in the summer and got roped in straight into the athletics day, which is always a fantastic day. I was on one of the timing gates around the track and, normal race as per any. Race set off and this individual took off like a tracer bullet, really. It was incredible. And I thought, okay, I wonder if they can keep this up. And yeah, they more than kept it up. It was absolutely incredible to watch. And it was probably my first memory of this extraordinary young lady just absolutely blitzing the field in record time. It was really, really good to watch. And that sort of carried on throughout her sporting career here at Langley. So it is with great pleasure I welcome Meredith Winship. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
How are you? You okay?
I'm doing well. I hope you guys are too.
Good, good, good. So, Mary, can we start off by you telling us a little bit about yourself, your time here at Langley, sort of the subjects you studied, and maybe why you chose Langley as a school in the first place?
Yeah, so I joined Langley back in year seven. So that must have been, 2012, 2013, around that time. I came into the senior school from the beginning kind of thing. And Langley was always just, as soon as I came, I knew that that's where I wanted to go. I'd looked around a few other schools, but I just knew literally as soon as I got there, just the grounds are amazing. That was really quite a big part of it. And obviously the sport and just the feeling that I got when I kind of walked through the school was really, really sold it for me. So then I've been at Langley since year seven. I went all the way through, did my GCSEs, went into sixth form. I studied geography, psychology and sport BTEC in sixth form. And yeah, I kind of took part in all the sports along the way. And then, I left last year. So, but I'm now studying a degree in contemporary dance at Trinity Laban in London. So that's very exciting. Not a usual, amazing. Not our kind of normal pathway, but definitely one that I'm happy with. So, yeah.
That's incredible. Interesting that you say not a normal pathway. What would you class as a normal pathway?
Well, I mean, I don't know many people that go on to do a dance degree. But yeah, I'd say that it was not as common, but definitely.
But we can probably trace back through school and we'll dig into that now. And you're perhaps not a normal lever.
No.
So you're going into a normal path of where people leave, which we might, might come out in the things that we chat about now. Okay, Mary, let's talk a little bit then about your sporting kind of journey through Langley. You mentioned before then that you came and you saw the grounds and they were amazing and you knew sport was good and you got that good feel. Just talk us through some of your sporting experiences across the years that you've been at Langley.
Well, there's quite a few to choose from. I think the first kind of sporting thing for me was I came for a scholarship and tried out for a scholarship, and that on that day we played rounders on the field in front of the sports hall, and that was for me that was a big first step, and I just remember it was so much fun, and I met people that I then kind of grew up with throughout the years there, and just that just playing rounders on the field was just really enjoyable, and it didn't feel like I was being tested or anything. That was kind of my first sporting memory, I guess, at Langley. And then from there, I did all the sports. I did hockey, netball, rounders, cricket, even.
How many times do you think you ran around the cross country course, Mary, in your time at Langley?
I did cross country athletics as well. I mean, we did house cross country every year, which is always so nerve-wracking for me. But So that
I always remember you, Mary, being the pace setter of all the other year groups as well as your own race. It was just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a prep school competition, I think, that came to Langley, and yeah, I was the hare for them, so I had to run the different courses about 5 or 6 times, I think, yep. So that they knew where they were going. Even played a bit of rugby in my final years. That was definitely an experience, but I'm glad I did that. So yeah, I've really kind of taken part in everything that I possibly can. Been in the gym. I've played for first teams and all the teams going through the years. And yeah, I can't really pick any one memory, but there are just so many.
You're probably understating your contribution, really. That, you know, that September would come round, you'd be hockey stick in hand right through till Christmas. The stick would get packed away, the netball would get picked up, off you'd go for a season of netball. The netball was dropped, probably rounders originally, and athletics gets picked up, and then in the latter years with Jonesy, then the cricket coming on. And then, as you just mentioned there, you took part in some of the rugby stuff when that got introduced for the seniors going forward. What do you think it is that, and you're an A-team player in all of those things. We should put a bronze statue outside school of you, maybe.
It's on the cards, Mr. Field. Don't worry.
What do you think it is that gave you the ability to perform at that high level across all of those different sports? What do you think it is?
I mean, I think I just enjoyed them all. Like, I always got asked, but what's your favourite sport? Like, you do all of them, what's your favourite? And I'd be like, well, kind of all of them. I don't know. Like, it was never... I've always done a lot of sports since I was really little. It was always just been something that I do. I don't know. It's kind of just been my life for so many years now. I enjoyed it. And so I wanted to take part, and I enjoyed taking part, so I did.
Mary, do you think by doing all those sports, it's helped you to be, I suppose, a better dancer and going down the path that you're going now? Do you think experiencing it all has given you sort of a more rounded, I suppose, opportunity? And then now that you have chosen one path, not so that you don't still go running and things like that, but do you think it's helped you in your progression to become a dancer?
I mean, I think it was all part of the journey that I had to take. You know, I think if I had just stuck with dancing from the beginning and just done that, I think it would have maybe worked out the same, but maybe worked out differently. But I think just having those experiences, not necessarily made me a better dancer, but maybe like a better, not a better person, but like...
I think you're right, though.
Yeah, more well-rounded individual. I don't know. It was just always a part, like... I'm just glad I did all of those things, because I have such good memories of all of those things, and I wouldn't have wanted to miss out on that. I think sport is, and dance is a sport, so it all kind of works together, I think. But
sure. But I think Mary's a perfect example of what we'd like to try and achieve, and give everybody here at Langley, no matter their age or ability or anything like that, a variety of sporting opportunities and academic opportunities, actually, for that matter. But obviously, in terms of what we do, the sporting opportunities, and Mary's a perfect example of somebody who tried everything, was fantastic at everything, but the main thing is she tried everything, enjoyed it, and it contributed to her whole Langley experience.
Yeah, and then a sport part that isn't necessarily, you know, directly linked to those things, which I think is great. Mary, what's going on with uni then? So you're not physically at uni. Did you go for the first term?
Yeah, I went up until Christmas and then didn't go back after Christmas. But they've moved everything online. So we've got all our classes online. They're still giving us assessments and projects to do.
Really?
That's still going ahead. I think we got a 2-week extension on one of our assessments. That was kind of it.
are the physical assessments that you've got to do, like dance?
Yeah, so far we've had one essay assessment and one like choreography assessment. And we've got a choreography one coming up next week that I'm actually filming for today.
You have to design your own routines.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
I wouldn't say design my own routines, but yeah, that's essentially the gist of it.
Okay.
And yeah, so there's
what's
not too
the genre for your choreograph today.
Today it had to be based on a piece of music. Okay. This piece. So yeah, it's like a kind of floaty, natural kind of thing.
And what's the plan for once you finish university, do you think? Are you dancing on stage, go overseas and teach it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd like to join like a contemporary company. And it would be great to join a company that was touring and travel with them kind of thing. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens with the entertainment industry as of next years.
Well, Mary, you must just be living your best life at the moment. Well, more so if you were actually there, but having finished school and then getting on a dance course. I imagine it was tough to get on as well. I mean, these things, you don't just walk into these places on these courses, do you?
No, we had auditions was kind of January, February, March last year.
Okay.
That's kind of when I did it. I was lucky because I did them early. A lot of people were doing the later auditions and had to send in video auditions and stuff.
Yeah.
Which was obviously a lot more difficult, but luckily I got to do all mine in person.
Nice.
But yeah, it's
how many people did they accept on the course, do you know?
Well, there's 85 or roughly 85 in my year at the moment, but then quite a few of those were on the foundation course, so they automatically had a place.
Yeah.
So it's probably about 60, 70, but some of the courses only take like 40, 50 people. Some of the other dance conservatoires and whatever.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's tough, but I'm there now and I'm really glad. And like everyone keeps asking that, do you think you should have waited until next year? But I'm so glad like now I've been and I've had at least a little bit of that experience and like I'm doing something and it's given me something to do now. So I'm glad about that.
Now, Mary, I've witnessed you on a hockey pitch and a netball pitch a number of times. Listeners will probably that don't know you will be listening along and thinking, "What a lovely young lady this is! She speaks so well." I've seen the rage come down. I've seen the passion come flying out on the hockey pitch. What was it about being on pitch or on court where you suddenly felt the ability to just give everything?
That's a tough one. I mean, it's just, you get in the moment. Like I know playing hockey, like you just see the ball and you just run to it, you know, like it's not something that you consciously choose to do. You see the ball, you're like, right, I have to get it in the goal kind of thing, or get it to someone who can get it in the goal. I don't know what it is. I think something, again, doing all these sports for like, since I was little, it just kind of grew into me. But it's not something that you choose. I think you just get so involved in the game and you just want your team to do well and you want your team to win, obviously, and you want to be a part of that, and it's part of enjoying it as well. But yeah, I guess I did have a little bit of a competitive streak.
A little bit. Yeah, we weren't telling any stories about that competitive streak. But I think you're perhaps, and Jonesy talked about, you know, how all the sports have helped you now in dance. I think there's probably a reversal of that as well, that your dance and your athletics provided you with a pretty incredible engine to go and do those sports.
Sure.
And I hope you don't mind me saying, you were a master, you know, kind of jack of all trades sort of person. You could apply yourself anywhere. And when you did it with absolute effort. And I think that, you know, that engine in the background was really, really important. Jonesy talked about the, you know, your academic stuff. Should we have a little dig into that? Because you spun a lot of plates whilst at school. I mean, your sporting journey speaks for itself. But you were, you know, good academic. You knew what you wanted. You were a bit of a worrier.
A little bit.
A bit of a worrier. Talk us through how you managed all the different things, because as well as the school sport, you were outside still dancing. You were still CONAC, with the athletics. And I was desperate for you to come and join Magpies Hockey Club and realise, actually, Mary's pretty busy. So how did you manage all of those things?
Yeah, I mean, I was desperate to join Magpies as well, but I just couldn't fit it in. I mean, when I was younger, I played for Dragons. I did gymnastics as well. And gradually, those things kind of had to slide a bit. But yeah, I'd train with Connacht 3 times a week. I'd be dancing 5-6 days a week. And then with my school sports, and if we had late matches, and then having to do homework on top of that. I don't know if I always coped with it all. There were definitely times where things slipped and either homework had to come in late, or I had to miss various activities occasionally, but I always tried to make sure that I could get everything done and make sure I could go to all of my sporting things. And for me, it kind of helped, like if I was stressed and worried about my school stuff, I'd go out to training, go for a run, and I'd come back and I'd feel in a better mindset to do my homework and that kind of thing. So I think that really helped.
Love
like
that.
Getting some fresh air and then coming back to then do stuff, do my schoolwork. And I think, I mean, the teachers obviously really helped me because they knew that I was busy. So if I did need an extra day, they were always very forgiving with that. And yeah, I think I managed the majority of time. Yeah, it was hard occasionally. But
Mary, I love that. And I suppose it brings up quite a topical point these days about physical activity in COVID times and things like that. And you mentioned how important it was, not only for your health, but put you in a better mood to then go back to challenging the academic bit. So, yeah, I think that's absolutely brilliant. And I think, yeah, a lot of people could learn from your juggling skills, let alone all your other skills. That's for sure. Very, very good.
How's that helped now, Mary? Do you think that's helped you in terms of transitioning then into university stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the juggling things is important now because it's instead of it being schoolwork and sport, it's now my uni work and life things, I guess. Like, I've got to do my washing when I've got to cook and wash up and just normal living things that need to get done as well. And I
guess, how you found in the real world, Mary?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, to be fair. Yeah, I'm getting on well. And I think,
what's your signature dish, your signature university dish?
Gotta be pasta bake. Or anything really with pasta is my go-to. Macaroni.
Easy winner. Like it. Good choice.
You all know that Friday macaroni day was always my favourite.
Love it.
So yeah, I guess that's more what I'm juggling now, which is, yeah, it definitely helped me. And it made me know more about myself, knowing that I do procrastinate and whatever, but I do get things done as well. And just knowing how I work and how I function, I guess, helps me now and will do forever.
Sure.
Just before we hit some rapid fire questions, Mary, I just wanted to ask you, you finished in 2020 and yes. or didn't finish in 2020.
Yeah.
There were parts of your time at school that were kind of cut short. I hope you don't mind me sort of bringing it up, but I don't know if you remember our last hockey game last December. Well, not December just gone, but the December before, where at the end of the game over at Wyndham, we'd got a couple of the year 10s in playing because some of the regular girls couldn't play. And it was a really exciting game against Wyndham College, which we finished 3-3 in the end, having been 3-0 down. And you'd driven there and you'd just started driving. And there was all the, oh, we finished. And all the girls got together and some of the year 13s were, oh yeah, you know, it's kind of all done for us. And you put your stuff in your bag and you were walking across the pitch and I was walking next to you and you just went, and the tears started to flow. And I was like, Mary, what's up? You're like, this is my last time I'll play. And that sort of emotion, I think, was a summary really of your time at school. And obviously there was still the netball season to go. Why do you think that happened?
Oh, I don't know. That happened quite a few times after games. I think it was always, I built it all up. I got nervous beforehand. Then you have the adrenaline of the game and then it's over. And then everything, not just the game, but just everything that is happening and what was happening in my life at that time, always used to spill out. Whether we won or lost, it didn't really matter. Yeah, I'd say that wasn't a rare occasion. But yeah, I mean, it was a big deal. Like, hockey was really, I really love playing hockey, and playing for the first team was a real privilege, and playing with those girls was really, it was a really like good thing for me, because obviously dancing isn't an individual sport, but it's not really a team sport either. Running is very individual, and like when I was playing team sports at school, because it wasn't my main thing, especially towards the end, my final years at Langley, they weren't like my main sports, so I didn't have as much pressure on myself to do them, so I really could enjoy them. And but yeah, so I really did enjoy them, and then that having that last game, it's obviously going to be emotional. Just leaving Langley at all was always kind of something that I worried about and something that was scary to me, because I never really knew what I wanted to do afterwards. And Langley was such a great bubble for me.
I
loved all my years there, so I didn't want to leave ever. That's it. I was going to stay at Langley for the rest of my life. And so, yeah, it was obviously emotional.
Mr. Jones, before we, shall we crack on with the quick fire questions?
Yeah, let's do them. So, Mary, we always finish.
I've got a persistent Littlefield at the window in front of me who has been banging and shouting persistently for the last 5 minutes.
Finish off with these quick fire questions, Mary. So we try and put you a little bit on the spot with a couple of questions. First one is, if you had to choose one exercise to do for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh, I mean, I guess I have to say something like a plank or something, because that's like a all-round thing.
Okay,
like,
good job. What's your planking record? Do you have one? Do I ask? I'd be scared to ask.
I haven't done this for a long time, but I know once I did over 8 minutes at school.
Oh my goodness.
In the gym, because that was, again, another point where my competitive streak came into play.
Who were you trying to beat at that time?
Pardon?
Who were you trying to beat that the competitiveness drove you to?
I don't even know. I'm pretty sure we were the first ones that we were making a leaderboard.
Had to set the bar.
We were the first one, so I don't think there was even anyone to beat at that point.
There was no one to chase. You were just setting the standards.
Yeah.
It's probably still, I'm there in the gym. I probably need to go look, because I don't think anybody's got close to that.
No one's going to be beating that in a while, I don't think.
No, that's for sure.
Stafford managed quite soon after, which I was gutted about.
And Mary, you're always welcome back. You know where the gym is. Get a stopwatch on there and write it as a farewell message.
Okay, Mary, your favourite band or song or genre of music to work out to?
Now, this is a tough one, because especially when I work out, just listen to anything that's upbeat, just things that are, I guess, in the charts or any kind of workout, like classic playlist, you know? Obviously the bangers are like just the ones that you can sing along to as well. I like to be able to sing along, even if I can't quite breathe if I'm working out or whatever. It's nice to sing along in my head.
Love it. If you had to, so we're definitely going to throw you under the bus now. If you had to pick a favourite person to work out with, who would it be?
I mean, at the moment, it's been probably, I'd have to say my brother, because he's kind of the only one that I can with. Like, we go on runs and do some in both.
Is he as competitive as you?
Not the middle one, but the youngest one, yeah. Definitely got that competitive streak. But yeah, I don't know. I just guess I have to say them for now.
What's the best bit of advice you've been given by a teacher at school?
Ooh, so much to choose from. I think one thing that really has still stuck with me is it is advice, but it's kind of an analogy of life. And it was AD or Mr. Sweeney told me. So he said, you've got to imagine that your life is like a bucket of water, and you've everything that you do, you add a glass of water, and everything that you take out, you can take a glass of water out. And he said, I was adding too much water to my bucket and it was going to overflow. And that happened fairly regularly. So thinking about it like that, like adding glasses of water and taking glasses of water out, was really helpful for me. It just made me realize like what I was doing. And well, it could be little things like a test or a game, or could be anything, or a piece of homework that would all add things into my, all add a little water into my bucket. And that was a really strong analogy for me that I could take on into everything, and so I could make sure that my bucket wasn't too full, so that I could manage.
I love that one. That's brilliant. To finish off, Mary, what advice would you give to a young Year 6 Mary just starting out her Langley journey?
Just make the most of everything and enjoy every second, because, I mean, my journey got cut short and I'm gutted about that, but it was still the best few years of my life at Langley. So yeah, make the most of it. Spend all the time you can, like having fun and enjoying it all, because it's all going to work out in the end.
Great advice. Love that.
Brilliant. Mary, it's been so good chatting to you, and I've probably learned more about you in the last 25 minutes than I perhaps even knew about you when you were at school and saw you a lot on the hockey pitch. You know, so thank you so much for coming back and doing this. We hope you'll stay in touch. All the very best with your course. It sounds incredible. You're a role model for lots of young girls coming through Langley, and young boys, that ability to just give everything a go, and when you do it with your heart on your sleeve and go for it. And I think, you know, the trajectory that it's taken you on, and where you are now is a sort of fine example of some of the types of pupils that we love to have at Langley, and we love to see their path once they leave as well. So stay in touch.
Totally agree. Awesome, Mary. Thank you very, very much. Look forward to seeing you on that dance stage in the near future. Good luck.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Field. Wow.
Well, the first one we did with Joe, I thought was was great, and this one with Mary has sort of met up to that as well for different reasons, you know.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. Two incredible young people that are certainly role models. If they don't realise it, there's no two ways about it. They are, but sort of different journeys and different approaches. Joe, I suppose, a little bit more specific with his rugby. But Mary sort of testing the waters with all the sports, and you're right, that it's incredible to see her competitive spirit come out in it on match day, I suppose. And when you speak to her, like the politest, nicest young lady you could ever hope for. It's fantastic.
And I think it's not shy about the fact that she struggled a little bit with things, and she had a lot of things to manage. But how she kind of worked her way around that, and ultimately where she is now is probably testament to her kind of battling through those struggles. She never really shied away from it. From a sports person, for me, it was always important that, you know, she was able to do what she wanted to do. But like she said, she never missed a match or a training session.
Yeah.
She wanted to be part of it.
I think it's incredible, and it's certainly a lesson that all of us can learn, let alone young people. It's okay to fail. We're going to have these moments where we break down and things become a bit much. But with the support network, you know, school, family, brothers, as she said, like training with her brothers, all those things can help us. And it's okay to have that release every now and again. I think a lot of us bottle it up for too long, and then it sort of comes out, yeah, just incredibly badly. Whereas even if you have wobbles every now and again, it's completely okay, and there is people here to help you. And yeah, testament and a huge credit to her. She's overcome all those things, and now she's on a fantastic path there. And I know without a shadow of a doubt she'll be successful, and whether that's dancing or anything else she chooses to do, she's just one of those people who, yeah, face her failures and her tests head on, and yeah, deals with them with great.
She managed that mental health, didn't she, with physical activity. She spoke about the fact that she would go out for a run. She would go out and train. She would take a break in the schoolwork. And I think that was, you know, when we look at where we're at now and how we're going to return from the pandemic, and there's a, she's, you know, living proof of the fact that going out, getting some fresh air and activity, she was able to come back a little bit more focused on the work from the break.
Yeah, totally agree. And I think just things like walking, we don't have to go on massive marathon runs like I'm sure Mary can. Just get out and walking, clearing your head. Don't take your phone with you. Just go out for a walk and you 100% feel better. There's no two ways about it. And the science tells you it, your body will tell you it. And we really need to do it in, as you say, in today's day and age with everything going on.
Yeah, it's been great. Now we've got a couple more lined up, haven't we? Now that we've been let loose on this,
we've been let loose as such.
Couple of exciting participants lined up going forwards, and again, really, just to finish this off, a plug: if you are interested as a sixth former, or you're a listener that has left school and is a you know, of the Langley alumni, please get in touch with myself, Mr. Jones. We would love to you know, get you on the podcast. Likewise, if you are you know, one of our GCSE pupils and you'd like to get involved with the 60-second revision challenge, again, please do. We're hoping to grow it. There's a couple of other features that we've got lined up as well that we'll hopefully be adding in the coming weeks. But once again, huge thank you to Mary for coming on board today. Mr. Jones, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mr. Field. Enjoy the rest of half term. It's gone far too quickly already, but fingers crossed, back into the swing of things and hopefully back into school soon.
Yeah, that would be nice. Have a good one.
See you later.